Welcome to Israel 18 News at 7 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. The sun has set over Israel, leaving a warm evening across major cities. Tel Aviv and Haifa are experiencing mild temperatures, while Jerusalem enjoys a cool breeze, a pleasant night for outdoor activities. Here are today's headlines. First, from the Times of Israel just in. Iran reportedly instructed Hezbollah and its allies to prepare for a broader conflict, potentially involving Israel. 8 people died in recent U.S. strikes on Iran. The IRGC claims it targeted U.S. military assets in Jordan and Qatar. Meanwhile, Kuwait reports a water plant hit. Also from the Jerusalem Post earlier this hour, U.S. forces have destroyed an Iranian surveillance tower in Syria. CENTCOM states that this action diminishes the IRGC's capacity to launch attacks on civilian crews. Also this hour, according to Ynet, Kuwait is in early talks with Pakistan for military assistance due to rising threats from Iran. This potential cooperation would tie military support to energy deals and investments. Separately, the Jerusalem Post reports on a positive diplomatic development. Colombia and Slovenia, who recently recognized a Palestinian state, are now moving their embassies to Jerusalem. And finally, I-24 News sums up the latest global headlines, highlighting key stories from the Middle East, Israel, and beyond. Here's what people are saying online. Ihab Hassan, a commentator, posted just minutes ago about a disturbing incident. An Israeli settler reportedly stepped on the neck of an activist in the West Bank village of Jurish. Open source analyst OSINT613 shared damage details at Jordan's King Faisal Air Base following an Iranian missile attack 3 nights ago. Aviva Klompas, a political analyst, commented earlier today on the Wall Street Journal's editorial. It criticizes a recent U.S. House vote blocking arms to Israel, calling it a concerning shift within the Democratic Party. Now for more on those stories, starting with the Times of Israel's report on Iran's call to Hezbollah and allies. This escalation comes after U.S. airstrikes targeted Iranian positions, killing 8 individuals. Iran's Revolutionary Guard claims it retaliated by attacking U.S. assets in Jordan and Qatar. The potential for wider conflict could significantly impact regional stability and civilian safety. Turning to the Jerusalem Post's coverage of the U.S. military action in Syria, CENTCOM confirmed the destruction of an Iranian surveillance tower, emphasizing its impact on the IRGC's operational capabilities. This strike follows Iran's recent aggressive posturing and aims to safeguard civilian areas from potential threats. Meanwhile, Ynet details Kuwait's strategic negotiations with Pakistan. The discussions focus on military aid in light of increased Iranian aggression. In exchange, Kuwait offers energy supplies and investment opportunities. This move highlights the growing regional alliances in response to Iran's actions. Separately, the Jerusalem Post highlights the diplomatic shifts by Colombia and Slovenia. Both countries are relocating their embassies to Jerusalem after recognizing a Palestinian state. This decision marks a rare diplomatic win for Israel amidst ongoing regional tensions. On the economic front, first, Walla Business reports on Prime Minister Netanyahu's remarks at the Negev conference. He highlighted ongoing government investments in the region's growth and development. Separately, Ynet Business covers Wiz CEO Asaf Rappaport's expansion into global investments. Following a major deal with Google Cloud, Rappaport is now focusing on cybersecurity and AI startups. And finally, from CTech, Hemispheric has emerged from stealth with $52 million in funding. The Israeli startup is developing a neuro AI model aiming to revolutionize artificial intelligence foundations. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 8 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.